Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In Philippians 1, 9 to 11. Philippians 1, 9 to 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Praise the Lord. Paul is praying for the church that they will abound in more love, and that their love shall be based on knowledge, and they will have right judgment. It's a prayer that a pastor should be praying for the church, that all of us will be filled with love, knowledgeable love. You know, sometimes we have love and the love is hysterical. I love Black Stars because they won a match, or you like the way they played. I always say that no team has got supporters who love the team more than Manchester United. Because I can see Alewa struggling with Liverpool, playing 12 and losing 9. You know, it's a problem for him, and he can't sleep. He's struggling because they are used to, in more recent time, having results. But mind you, we're there inside. Charlie, good or bad, we what? We're there inside. Why? Because we are not flippant supporters. You know, some people, when it's going well, you will see the best of them. And your love for God can be like that. Where I love you, Jesus. You know, because Charlie, Afa, I love you, Jesus. But that love, as great as it is not based on knowledge. The love that is based on knowledge is such that whether you see the person or not, you see the reality of the phenomenon or not, there is something that you have, you know, knowledgeably, or you have knowingly, by conviction, by persuasion, by every form of agreement, come to terms that this is it. Even if I am not seeing it, this is it. This is the love of God. I love him not because of the things he does for me now. I love him for the things he already did when I was not deserving of the things he did. Are you with me? So he saved me whilst I was a sinner. He doesn't love me because I do things right. He loved me when I was not doing things right. Are you here with me at all? When I was a sinner, he still loved me. And so with that knowledge, whether he does so, he doesn't do what I'm expecting of. I know that the main thing is that he has saved me. That's the main thing. Are you here with me? That's the main thing. You know, I told you that some of you have to find a place to love some of the people who don't look lovable now. Like I tell you that, I've told you a lot about the story of my father. When I grew up, I didn't see him do much. But I just remember one. I remember that I was dying, he ran with me. That one, that knowledge is the reason why I can't see his errors. Because, you know, you have to be alive to now be able to do assessment of somebody's error. And if this man who, you know, he used to tell us that, I won't pay your school fees. He will use it to buy Golda and put it in the fridge. Golda is not just somebody's name. We use it to buy booze. Put it. He drank all our school fees inside the fridge. Are you here with me? Yeah, some of you will still be holding such, even in his grave, you say, I won't forgive him. Even in heaven, when you see him, But like I've told you over and over again, around 10 years, my stomach was killing me. The man woke up 2 a.m. He was running with me at his back. It's the reason why today I'm a pastor. You know, if I died, there will not be any Pastor Francis. Hello? And people who have calling die. Yeah. Jesus told Joseph and Mary, run with Jesus to Egypt. Even though he's the Ajinkwa. If you don't run, Herod will kill this boy. So we are not just here because of God. We are also here because God aligned people on our way. And those people play their role. Even though all you see is money. Eh? The person that put me on his back and ran is the reason why. Even the nurse that dropped Mephibosheth is still the reason why Mephibosheth got to the palace. You know, so when you have that knowledge, you will not be that angry knowing that, Charlie, the man no pay school fees, but the man ran. Hello? Even the skill to toast my mother, not be small skill. I don't know how much money he paid to lend that skill to toast my mother so that the two of them can give birth to me. The way some of the ladies here have tiger meat. 10 men have come, you bounce all of them. So for my father to win my mother, that man still deserves clap offering. What am I saying? I said your love for God must be based on knowledge. Praise the Lord. If it's not based on knowledge, you see that you love God, then after a while you don't love God again. Because he's not doing things making you happy. So when you have a situation that you have to manage with your faith almost throughout your life, it looks like God doesn't love me. Some people are managing children that are, you know, that are autistic, that have deficiency in one way or the other. Does that mean God doesn't love them? But the way our mind is that when it suits us and it sweets us, that is love. There are some people in my life or who have been part of my life, even in this church. Sometimes I'm traveling with Evans or I go to an event with my PA and we see some of the people who used to be here and some of them caused trouble before they left. And then you will see the way I will embrace them, we'll be talking as if we are lovers. You know, like the Lord's still day. He will get angry for me. I said, why are you angry for me? He said, this person, you know, he's a freedom fighter. He's a good soldier. And sometimes you need people like that. But my own concept is the fact that it is not by accident that somebody was here when we started a church. And for the time that they were good, it was necessary. It was in the plan of God that we needed such a person, one, to be present, two, to bring on board their capacity. And even though they have misbehaved and jumped out of the ship, this church is still what it is because in the beginning, we have somebody playing that small role. And so I pastor what is before me. What is not before me is not my issue. And I believe that every phase of our lives, God is pruning. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? God is pruning. I always say, it's only Jesus who knows why he didn't collect the bag from Judas. Even though you would have collected it immediately. But maybe Jesus saw that as bad as Judas was, around that time, he was still the best accountant for that money. Because some other people would have just stolen the money and none would be left. Maybe Judas was stealing 20%. So this 20% thief was still good enough for Jesus. He didn't collect the bag. It was still part of his team. We have to appreciate what God is doing in our lives. Are you here? Yeah. Some of you cannot get to love your husband again. Because every time you are remembering, I remember how he cheated on me that time. And it is not easy for me to forgive. It's not easy for me to forget. But sister, forget it. Forgive it. Now, wow. It's not easy. Pastor, you know, my weakness is that I cannot forgive. Really? Really? For Christ's sake, Jesus has cleaned this man. The man who sinned against you first sinned against God. And Jesus has forgiven the wrongdoing of the man. You are holding it. Are you God? And those people, when they sin, immediately they say sorry. They believe it should be wiped out. Or even if they don't say sorry and you talk to them and they are quiet, their own sorry is that they became quiet. That's all. You should move on. But their own, they should never move on. Ask somebody, why are you like that? When Jesus has forgiven, cry. You are still holding on to this thing. The way you are, no, you have to be careful. Tell the person. Be telling the person, the way you are, the way you are. Something small of yesterday, you are still holding on, sir. So you cannot enjoy today's love. Hey. Hey. Just imagine. Praise the Lord. Yeah, just imagine. Just imagine. It's too powerful. Is it powerful? But in all these, he says that being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. So, what the Lord has done, filling us, first of all, giving us his righteousness, and filling us with the ability to produce fruits after this righteousness or this new nature he has given us. The Bible says that it's to the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, or of our God. So, everything God has made you and I is to his glory and praise. Tell somebody, everything God has made you and I is to his glory and praise. So, one of the ways we glorify God is to praise him, is to acknowledge what he has done in us. What he has done for us, what he's doing through us. Is it beautiful? Yeah, it's to his glory. The way you are looking nice is to the glory of God. Now you have to add the praise to it. You understand? That God, you did well. You gave me a flat nose. You did well. You did very well. You did well. All of us cannot have pointed nose. You did very well. That you are 25 and you already have bald headed. God has tried. God has tried. He has done well. Even if you're a woman and you are getting bored, God has still tried. He has still tried. I know a shop yesterday, the whole week they have been doing wig discount. I can show you that shop. You go and then you buy nice wig. We will not know that you are bored. Do you understand? We will not know. You will be looking very beautiful. But under the wig, you know, you are Sakura. But still, God has still tried. God has still tried. It's not every time that God will be seeing Samson with hair, bushy hair everywhere, or Absalom with bushy long hair. Sometimes God wants to see Sakura. And he himself, he wants to work. He becomes your barber. God is my barber. You like hair too much. Forgive. Is to the glory and praise of what? Jehovah. Chale yeah. It's a blessing. Praise the Lord. The way God has made us is to his praise and glory. So we come to him and we want to offer him the credit that is due his name. Praise the Lord. So one of the ways to really glorify God with your life is to praise him, is to be giving him credit, having a foundation, a knowledgeable foundation. An informed foundation that I am who I am because of who he has made me to be. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 12, verse 23, I'll come back to this particular scripture or concept. Acts 12, 23 says that, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. Please, can we go to verse 21? We are talking about King Herod. And he sat, upon a set day. Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. He was just making an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. You see, the people gave a shout. The way this man is talking, his oration resembles that of God. This is not man. This is God. This is the voice of God. And they were giving him fans. They were giving him credit. But he knew he was a man who had been graciously put on the throne. And there is nothing there on the throne that was his own acquisition. The kingdom had acquired his apparel for him, giving him authority, and had subjected the people to him for him to rule. It is given. God gave it to him. He didn't acquire it. When you were a chief, you were a king, it is given. Either by birth or by whatever. It's not because you acquired it. So he was sitting on a throne that God had given him. And when they hailed him as God, he should have thought that, no, this credit you are giving me, better be careful. You see, there's no problem people giving you credit. There's a problem how you process the credit. Hello? There's no problem the bank giving you money, but how you use the money, how you use the credit facility, determines your wisdom and the longevity of your life, your sustainability. So immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, not because of what the people said, because he gave not God the glory. The people were giving the glory to him. He should have said, thank you, 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 I appreciate, 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 appreciate. And then on your own. Like you are not like that. You were not born like that. I told you the day I take you to where I was born and where I grew, you will see that you do not have more ground to be angry than I do. Yes, you will see that. Charlie, all of us have right. And the reason why some of us are calm and connected is because God has held some part of our heart. Yes. I cannot say, oh, me dear me wabotre. Why ne wabotre? Why ne wabotre? Why ne wanyansa? Who has wisdom? Chale? Nipa ye nipa o. That's why he said that he's the one who has helped us to bear the fruits of righteousness. Nyansa. Wow. When I hear that, they say a pastor has slept with a church member, I don't go in there. It's just grace. Do you understand? Oh, if you're a pastor, you have not done it, grace held your zip. That reverence you have for God, that will not make you do it. Now God give you. Do you understand? Hello? Yeah. When you have opportunity to stand, give God the glory. Because baby, I would not know trupia. It's a slippery ground, and it is God who has maintained the friction there for you. Or else you fell before you stood. It is God holding you. That your husband will be talking, the thing is not doing you well, and you keep quiet. You Naalam le you. Is there any quietness in you? It's God who has you. When you finish, God, you say, God, you have been trying, you know. It's like, yeah. Have you read a scripture where he says that he removed the heart of stone, Ezekiel, and then he has placed into me the heart of flesh. This heart is pumping blood, clean blood. And he has washed you with his clean water. Enkawo, mother of bad mouth. Yeah, that's all way. You'll be quiet. Nanun tombo. Nanunsi. Reply. Then you tell him that you can't quarrel. You are a man. You cannot quarrel more than a man. A woman can quarrel. Come back, 20. Because on words, no volumes, no system, no more data. But it is God. Paul says that the love of God constrains us. Hallelujah. It's the love of God constraining us. Yes, Anka, yenya papa. Yes, that's why we give the glory back to Him. Praise the Lord. So Bible says that the angel struck him or smote him because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Yeah. Just know what is happening when you decide that now I have become a man of my own. You know, when God has made you, you now think you made yourself. I want to introduce two things to you. Worms and ghost. What am I introducing to somebody here? Because we are losing it. We are losing it when we wake up and we have like meaningful appreciation for the life God has given us. We lack meaningful appreciation for the journeys God has been helping us to undertake. We lack meaningful appreciation for the successes God has been helping us to chalk. We just lack it. We just play with people, blah, blah, blah. But when we retreat, we still don't have that consciousness that, let me go to Baba and say, you tried. We don't do it anymore. It's like we and God, we have become boys. Yeah, Shemo, you try. And no, meaningful appreciation of the fact that God has given me ministry. The fact that God has given me marriage. The fact that God has given me pregnancy. He's giving me, you know, you think it's your skills in bed. My wife tells me a story about a particular sister. When they married in the early stages of their marriage, they were not having children. He said that when the lady and the husband will meet, after that, the lady will lie on the bed and raise the leg. So that the matter will enter her well. Do you understand? And in all of that, she never got pregnant. Changing angles of inclination and angles of all of that is not the reason why somebody gets pregnant. It didn't happen. The time she got pregnant, she didn't do hibaro in the air. Tell somebody, it's not in the air. It's not in the posture and the positioning. So that the thing will enter well and simmer and enter the right places. It didn't happen. That God has given you praise. If you know, I don't know, can I even remember the scripture? Ruth chapter 4 verse maybe 13 or something like that. It's just coming. Let's try if it's there. Ruth chapter 4. Watch it. I'm showing you pregnancy. So Boaz took Ruth and she was his wife. And when he met, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception. She bare a son. Here is another church. You are seeing that sex is not what makes somebody pregnant. If you are a Christian, what makes somebody pregnant is there is a factor there called the Lord. There is a necessary condition, sex. But the sufficient one who will make the thing happen is called God. You can have sex from now till thy kingdom come. If God doesn't make it lock, no go lock. Forget it. Say it my way, forget it. Are you here with me at all? Forget it. Do you know why? Because children are a gift from God. If God doesn't drop that gift there, that tadpole, it will swim until it dies. Now God go plant that for there. I don't know. Am I preaching? I'm making somebody. Are you angry with me? So when God favors you, shows you mercy, and gives you pregnancy, gives you children, gives you a job. Wow. And you are doing well in this life. I'm a self-made man. Really? Self-made. I'm a self-made woman. I'm a confident woman. Boy. One sister told me, he said, Pastor, pray for me. Our family, the women, we are very intelligent and we are very proud. He said, our biggest problem is our pride. He said, me included. And we can talk. He said, we talk and we are arrogant. He said, every time, this is what he's trying to disgrace us. He said, me and my sisters, we are proud and we can talk. So she has registered herself with the husband. Husband, our problem is that we are very, very proud and we can talk. So please be patient with me. And when she saw me, she said, Pastor, I want you to do deliverance for me. We are proud. I am proud. As you see me like this. When you see me displacing, you see, it is like something has come upon me. I can't go. I have to just discharge it and it will spoil everything. He said that my marriage is still on ground because God really lives in my husband. He said, God lives in my... It's not a man telling me, it's the woman telling me. He said, he's in this church that it's like the pride, you know, is going small, that... I say, oh. And your guy go call me, grand, so I say, I'm like 1 or 2 years older than my husband. This one, I would take him like a small boy. I deal with him for the corner there. He said, hey, that is somebody who is afraid of her own shadow. And she's always, every day she goes through the day without destroying her marriage, she's giving God, I thank you. I didn't destroy it today. God, I thank you. I don't spoil them today. Can you ask somebody, can you be thanking God for daily thanksgiving like that? God, thank you that this my gossiping mouth has not brought me trouble today. That's disgusting. God, I thank you. Somebody asked me, say, Pastor, why is it that you are anointed, you are powerful, but you are trying to make everything look very simple? I say, worms. What did I say? Worms. The day I know what it takes to heal somebody, I have made myself God. There is no healer who understands it. There's no one who has been given grace to heal, who understands the supernatural mechanism that makes a man lay hands or lay words and somebody is healed. I went to do a program in ICGC just over the weekend. One journalist got healed. I asked him, so you mean you are a journalist? And you are here saying you are healed? He said, yeah, I've been healed. He said, I've been having challenges. Where you prayed, the sickness is gone. Journalist too? Then you will be offering me an interview. And then he say, so Pastor, can you explain to us how people get healed? Then I'll be churching my, you know, those of us who are anointed, and you are just mumbling words. You have no understanding. You are just mumbling. You are just having salad of words. Because the Lord asked them, when Job was just doing pam, 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 pam. Hey, I'm not mentioning, your mind is not in church. Job was doing pam, 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 pam. God now ask him, I don't know, is it Job? He asked him, do you know how a bone is formed in a human being? Like, do you know how? Do you know how a bone is formed in a human being? From a spermatozoa, a bone develops, brain develops. Do you know? No scientist understands that kind of thing. They have just learned that this is what happens, but they cannot tell us how it has happened and what is behind that thing happening. Then I'll be explaining. Share me.
Ya
really? Really? Why are you bonsema yarebienu me bon pa enko? Bonsema no. I don't so boko kosa me. Eish. Tell somebody that you need a meaningful appreciation of praise for God. It's part of glorifying God. I'm not hearing you at all. Tell somebody, the pastor is introducing something to you. That when you receive praise, when things are going well for you, on your personal level, direct the glorification, the credit to God. Glorify God for who He has made you, what He has made you, and the things He's doing through you and around you. That is how we praise God. You know that some of the strength God gives you are also the channels that you can easily dishonor God with. Say, let him that has wisdom not boast in his wisdom. That's when you have wisdom, like Solomon, if you are not careful, you will display a certain level of foolishness because you just forgot your source. Yes, that's how he married 300 with 700 concubines. And it is not God who sponsored that kind of wisdom. Solomon can never be your role model. But when he was relying on God, you could see the divine reflection of that wisdom. When two prostitutes brought a kid and they were fighting around it, that wisdom was pure. Are you here with me at all? Because he used to give God glory. Once he started giving glory on the mountain to strange spirits, he lost it. He dishonored God. Kingdom just scattered like that. Some of the things God has blessed us with. That's why when God blesses you with money, he wants you. Don't let your money make you finish yourself before. Look at Deuteronomy. We'll come to the scripture because we are just about eating the scripture in the next 10 minutes. Deuteronomy 8:18. Deuteronomy 8:18. We can read from verse 16. Let's start from verse. He's talking about, he said, who fed thee in the wilderness with what? Manna. Oh, come on now. Let's go back. Go back to 14. He's talking about God. Can we read it together? Give us a room mic. Let's read it together. Can we read it together? One, go. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of what? Bondage. Who led thee through what? That great and terrible wilderness. Let's read together. Wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of what? The rock of flint. Verse 16. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. 17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Can you imagine? Ask somebody, can you imagine? And tell the person, it's like this thing, this thing we are reading is you. When people cross the finishing line, they forget the hand that propelled them to that finishing line. Yeah, they always forget. They now allocate the power, the credit, the glory to themselves. He said that I took you through all those things so that I will humble you and prove you that in the end I will do you good. Because God knows that men lack remembrance. We
You forget easily. Verse 17, he's telling you, he said that my own power and might has helped me. This business, I built it from scratch. Can you build from scratch? What did you used to build? God, who brought opportunities, brought people, made people favor you, raised it some way, somehow. He said he brought water out of rock. He gave them food to eat that their fathers knew not. They had never heard about it. They didn't know the definition of it. It had never been in their purview. He still made it possible. Then you say that I is what dropped Satan from heaven to the dungeon. Are you here at all? He said, I will ascend. I will. I have done this. My might. I. Tell somebody, take red pen and cancel that I. Cancel that I. Cancel it all. Some people don't get their prayers answered because God knows that they point to themselves. Yeah. Can pray 20 hours. God say, okay, do for yourself now. Do for you. Hey. He said, and thou shalt say in thine heart, please just check the rendering of the scripture. And you will say in your heart, he said, I've done all these things for you, but I know that the temptation that when everything is settled, every single one of us, starting from Pastor Francis, will say in your heart, something you don't say with your mouth, but you will say in your heart, the way I built the church, the way I married, you will say the temptation, everybody will be tempted with this thing. Yes. Didn't you hear one pastor during the COVID? You got angry. He said, every one of you that I prayed for you, that you got a child, that you have left the church, bring my child to me. Hey, pastor. Make our children. Me jima diya, me jima kola. Bumpaya ma, wanya business. Me jimi business. What do you call for me business, Remy? For my sassy, Remy. For me dying, Remy. And chebiana, sebi. So for no nya stroke. When you are powerful, you are on the road to dishonoring the Lord. You will be tempted in your heart. My power. And sometimes, Charlie, when you look at the thing, you see that, Charlie, I sat there and learned for 12 hours to pass that exam. It couldn't have been God. Oh, yeah? Some people have pile, cocoa. They can't sit for long. The pile will be piling. That God did not allow cocoa to take those hours from you and you were able to sit to learn. You have to be giving credit to God that, are you here? Am I preaching or I'm just joking here? No, you don't understand. Do you know how many hours I spent drawing this plan? Drawing the plan that when people start, in less than 1 hour, they're already sleeping. You have been able to draw is God. This guy said, my own, please don't. Why? You see that person in the media is a very, that temptation has overtaken that person. That's why he's running away from that scripture. He doesn't want me to read that scripture. But go back to that 17. Hey! He said, my own power. That was what Herod was doing. And my might, the might of my hand, has gotten me this wealth. Wow. Charlie, I've done very well for my career. You have done well for your career. You can tell people. But when you retreat between you and God, know where the credit is due and who credit is due. Are you here at all? Are you sure you are here? Even if you know, don't let this, your heart can deceive you. Does your heart can deceive you? See that your heart is doing Formula One race. Just press the brake. Say, heart, stop riding. There is God. Oh. There is God. If you follow it. He was telling them all this. He said, this temptation, everybody, power, might, wealth, when they are gotten, it can change your perspective about where the credit is due and who the credit is due. Then verse 18, so he told them in verse 8, that scripture we quote left, right, center. It is on the foundation of this. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Press precedent on everything he has said. I fed you. I took you to the wilderness where there were serpents and deadly things. I gave you water. Da, 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 da. But because you are going to be tempted, and they were certainly tempted. So I'm telling you, when you have eaten and you are full, remember that the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. Maybe he didn't give you the wealth, but he gave you the power to get the wealth. Are you here at all? That he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. Just remember. Remember that it is he, God. That remembering, it has become very difficult. Everybody, you are going to take an imaginary journey to 15 years ago. Just see where you did. How your face looks like a Somalian refugee. And how God has brought you far. Where he has brought you. How you used to struggle. And how humble you were. If you were not married, when you were married, how grateful you were to God. How God has brought you far. 2010, 2011, 12. Yeah, about. Kakran, 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 kakran. Have you seen how far God has brought you? Today you can pump your chest. You have to remember. Remember that I gave you power to get that wealth. Remember. Hey. Can you open your eyes? Ask somebody, what did you see? I would say, what did you find when you went to the wilderness? What went thee to find in that wilderness? It should humble you. This is how far God has brought you. Even this, your wife or husband that you now love so much, that is very valuable to you, you almost lost the person. It's only God who intervened. Some of us almost died. When you are not giving God this glory, can you go to the act scripture? It says that as he did not give God that glory, worms, and he was eaten of worms, signifying how when you cut yourself from giving God glory, you expose yourself to demonic attacks. And it was an angel of God engineering this thing, God's power. He said, demons, since this one says it's not on the side of God, that God did nothing, eat the business, eat the throne, eat. Some people are alive, they are being eaten. You are only physically alive. They chewed your lungs long time ago. Eating of demons, witches, wizards, simply because your heart refused to give glory to God. So there are some people, Satan has left them. He just knows that it's just a matter of time. You collapse into that grave and you become a ghost. What was your crime? You simply don't acknowledge God, appreciate God. You don't praise God for who he is and the things that he's done for you. You allocate glory to yourself and other things that are not God. This one, we are going to change it, isn't it? Are you here at all? Tell somebody we are changing it. We are changing it. Yeah, changing it. So you wake up and say, Father, I thank you. Even yesterday, the negotiations I went to do, the little they agreed with me, it is you. It is you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe you don't even accept the negotiation, but I still thank you. Yes, I still thank you. I even had an opportunity to say my own. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you that you gave me power to say no to the brother who proposed to me. Some people cannot say no, Adama. That's how 10 people have slept with them and they're only 22 years. They can't say no. Last week I was dealing with a brother. Top professional. I was teaching him how to say no. Last week. Not last month. Last week. I'm doing him tata. Tata. Baby. Careful. Tata. This one say no. This one says, I don't know how to say no. Every time I'm under pressure, people are pressurizing me. Because when I say no, I feel very bad. I say, okay, this is how we are going to learn to say no. You will die before your time. So that's a high professional. So the ability even to say no, now God give you. That's why you're able to bounce this one. No. Quickly. Like when you see, when you are driving at night through East Lagos, and you see Sebi, the ladies who are doing commercial sex work, and it is not attractive to you as a man or a woman. It is not to look down on those people. How can you even be sleeping with anybody who stops? That mentality. Now God has given you that clean mind to even think like that. What's wrong? So what's wrong? You mean that you are mad? You are saying you are not going to be. Yeah, you just have to thank God that you are even thinking like that. That hey, my sister, you won't run now. So how slow now when you know? It's God who has given you. When you lose it, you will be there. So you'll be thanking God. Ah, God, I thank you that you have done something to me that I'm not here. Not because you are better than the people there. But he has tuned you in a certain way. Am I preaching? He's tuned you. Yeah. Some people can never get why 2 plus 2 is 4. That you, unconscious, 2 plus 2, 4. Like, there's a calculator in your head. Somebody say, oh, like, how? 2 plus 2 is 4. Is it not 5? Like how, there is an overcalculation in the brain of that. Maybe a nerve is doing that something, and he cannot comprehend how it is not 5 but 4. So when he say 4, it's not because you are Shabreo. Thank God that the Holy Ghost has regulated your mind to the optimal level that it doesn't overcalculate. Will be all measure meters or the inches are measured at home. Check your ruler. Please rise to your feet. May no worm eat your flesh. May the grave never open up and make you a ghost. That amen is not strong at all. Tell somebody that I'm going to serve God and give him glory the rest of the days of my life. Can you move to about 10 people and tell them that we are the ones going to give God glory? 10 people. Brother, move to 10 people. You are very nice. 10 people, brother. Move to 10 people. I'm going to be the humblest guy around. Please move to 10 people. When I'm here and I'm praising God, I'm thanking God, I'm celebrating his goodness, I'm going to do it with all my heart, not allocating any of the glory to me. Please move. You have not moved enough. I know you saw that nice sister there. Just cross. Pastor said, would you come and talk? Sometimes it's very funny when a sister will be talking to you and say, and will be telling you that I had my child through CS. Then you will open your mouth to, oh, media me ami to me. To me, wo. Media me ana me woman man. Me ami to me, wo. Me to me. Hey, tell somebody your vocabulary must start changing, no? Yes, yes, that's just not changing. That's just not changing. Me ami to me, wo pa. Media me ana me woman man. As if there is something special about you. Somebody say, mercy, Lord. How do you know that some people are not giving glory to God and worms will eat them and the grave will carry their ghost? When it's time to praise God, they sit in their throne and they see themselves and their glory and who they are instead of giving the glory to God. In the church, how do we apply it? When we are all praising God, you are there. I'm the minister of sanity. All these other people, colossal minds, we are dancing even dance because you are a self-made man. I'm composed, I'm together, I put myself together, I'm always organized. Disorganize yourself for God. Disorganize for the one who has given you this body to organize. You can organize and form for men. Don't form for God. This woman, when they brought her here, oxygen and blood was not flowing through her brain. Her whole body was turning black about 10 years ago. Doctor said she was going to die. Even the juju people, they are shocked that she's alive today. Glory. I didn't lay hands on her. I was doing morning flavor here. Power hit her at the back. Do I know the scientific transfer of that power? Then we are dancing because you look at her dress, very nice. Then she'll be standing there. When your brain was dying, it took God, this God who has given you life, use that life to honor him. Yes, now. When you dance, will you die? When you genuinely say, God, I'm giving you, the dance must not follow any formula. Just your heart is happy like a baby. He doesn't know how to. He will just run one kind way. Recently, I bought something for our last child. When I go, he took it. He ran. I said, hey. What a celebration. When he finished, he said, thank you, daddy. I said, that's Rameti. He said, Charlie, people and the way they celebrate, oh, the thing has entered his heart. Glory. Praise the Lord. So when we are dancing, Charles Abajan, I bet we are dancing. Say, then the upper tampa, whatever you can dance, just enter there and what? Praise God. Do what? I'm not hearing. Tell somebody today, I'll be watching you. Whether you have calculation for dance and praise or what, it doesn't matter. Anyhow, you will do it from your heart. God is going to receive it. Is somebody ready for that? Shout glory! Listen up. We have to praise God. God will be saying, wait, these people, which kind of people are these people? We say, God, we are returning all the glory to you. Anything that belongs to God, I don't want. Returning all the glory to God. So people catch us also that is way. But oh, that's what he has. Let everything that has breath what? Because the arrangement is that you died long time. Even people have been dreaming about it. And if he didn't allow that to happen, it's because he's expecting that you use that bread to do what? Praise him. You have to dance, and those of you who don't know how to dance, start taking dancing instructors. Are you here at all? But whatever it is, be praising God from your heart. Tell somebody, it's not cool for you to try to be cool in the church. It's not cool. It's a sign that you lack confidence in yourself and God, and you don't, you are lost. I'm praising God who took me through a place full of serpents. Some of you, your workplace, the human beings there sitting there every 1 minute, they do, they are biting you left, right, side. But just God. It's just what? Some of you, the boyfriend you have is Diabolo. Diabolo man. The last time when he kissed you, even though it's not supposed to be, but you're a thief, you'll be stealing kisses. Diabolo poured poison into you. That poison is supposed to give you infection everywhere. But God said, okay, okay. Because of mercy. No, you know some things, when God allows into your life, you go explain tire. You go what? So he now, he finds a way to deal with it on the mercy seat. Christ being our mercy seat. So that the judgment doesn't come as me, I'm about free. God has been bullying the devil all the time on our behalf now. And when you have opportunity to now offer praise to this God, me say, we see see your yakra, we best sa, we are calling you. Yes, may the best up. And sometimes in the process of dancing and praising God, he will heal you of whatever is making you uncomfortable. Are we ready for something now? Are you sure we are ready for something? Please come up.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.